last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Oh, light of Allah, you are our true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and I have the pleasure to be with Brother Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you
and
so much.
Yeah, Brother Liaqat Abbas is a scholar in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom, having a deep research in the field of Mahdawiyat. Well, we have been talking about the social reform and individual reform as one of the basic criteria for the awaiters of Imam to prepare those grounds for his reappearance. Yes, Brother Liaqat, for today's episode, we would like to know more on the basis of, like, when we talk of social reform, you talked about enjoining good and forbidding evil. If you want to add something to the social reform, we would like to know before we move ahead to with other duties of the awaiters.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the book of Al-Kafi, in the book of Tahzib, in the book of Tuhuf al-Uqul, we have a hadith from Imam Jafar al-Sadiq al-Islam, quoting three books, and these three books are important. We have a hadith where the Imam says, indeed, enjoining good and forbidding evil is the path of the prophets and the method of the righteous. It is a great obligation through which other obligations are established. Where the Imam says, Faridatun Azimatun. You see, it's a very great fariza, an obligatory act. Biha taqamul fara'id. So with this obligation, other obligations are fulfilled.
Right.
Other obligations can be established.
Right.
Okay. Roads become safe because of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar. Earnings become lawful. Injustices are repelled. The earth which is populated, revenge is taken from the enemies and affairs are set right.
Okay.
These are the qualities of what the Imam al-Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala faraju sharif, when he's going to reappear.
Right.
One of the qualities which the Imam is going to establish for sure is the quality of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar.
Right.
Because of this, the earth which is populated, revenge is taken from the enemies because of this very quality.
Oh.
Because of this very quality, the affairs are set right.
Right.
You see, the Imam, when he's going to come, he's going to set the affairs.
Yeah.
He's going to fill the earth with justice, just like it's filled with injustice, you see. So it's one of the qualities of Muntaziran. Like, the awaiter should have the quality of what the Imam is going to do.
Right.
And me, I proclaim myself, oh, I am the awaiter. I am one of the Muntazir. I'm one of the awaiters of the Imam. I wait for his reappearance, but I really don't have his quality.
Yeah.
What am I going to do when he's going to reappear?
Right.
You see?
Yeah. One of the things I would say is the social evils that is a hell lot in the society is like amassing things. People think like, I don't know, amassing degrees only or amassing wealth is going to help them, or they even talk about it. And the one who does not have this slander about it, about which the Holy Quran says in Surah Humazah that woe to every scandalmonger and slanderer. And then Quran explains those like allazi jama'a malan wa adada, those who amass wealth and count it over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now I have this and this is for this much. I have this brand. I have that brand. I have this. I've also seen in social media so much of this thing that they so much boast.
Mm-hmm.
This, that, this jacket is for this much, this purse is for this much, this shoes is for, even the road interviewers, they're just interviewing people and asking about the dresses they are wearing, how much does this cost. This is the utter nonsense that we are seeing right now, witnessing right now. But at the same time, I want to ask you, I want to relate this.
Mm-hmm.
Do we entirely say that amassing wealth and being prepared is bad, or do we need that for some other preparedness? Like, do we, when we say that this is bad, does that mean that we should never try for it? We should never be like, we should always be, you know, content with mm-hmm. whatever we have, or we should never do more? Like, do we need any preparedness mm-hmm. for the reappearance of Imam in terms of like, we should be financially well off and mm-hmm. we should, mm-hmm. we need things for tech equipments mm-hmm. or something? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. Coming to this question, of course, it's a very beautiful and important question. A Shia, Mu'min, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a Shia through various ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, he tells that the whole world is created for the Mu'mineen. Okay?
Yeah.
It's really astonishing over here. The whole world, with all its bounties, with all its profits. Example, you consider gold. You consider the land itself. The land value is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's for a mu'min. It's for the disposal, for the usage of the mu'min. Is for the mu'min, the Shia, to benefit from it. So over here, and even the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam weren't against a person accumulating wealth or, example, being well off, okay? Even if you don't have, you have worked hard,
right,
and you got a lot of wealth,
right.
Be it through your hard work, be right. it through inheritance or whatever. Now that you're wealthy, it shouldn't cover your eyes from what the truth is. Example, the truth is, going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to consider this wealth as an imtihan, as an examination by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This wealth, just like it came, can be taken
so
away from you.
It should
you
not
as
be
well.
Like then, you know, as it was said in Quran, that you count it, adada, like you start counting.
Adada example. Yeah, exactly.
Right,
yeah. So the person wants it for himself.
Yeah.
This is bad. Okay. The person is so stingy that he doesn't want to spend it on his family members.
Right.
This is bad. Wherever the concept of accumulating wealth comes for as a discussion,
right.
The Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, they come forward and they say, spend wisely.
Yeah.
Don't
get
don't
into consumerism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, don't overspend that so much that you have to keep your hand forward in the process of begging and asking other people for help, and don't be stingy.
And there's also one hadith that mm-hmm. reminds me of that. I don't remember as of now from which Imam this is, but we have probably from Imam Ali al-Islam that do not buy something unnecessarily, that tomorrow you have to sell the same thing to fulfill your basic mm-hmm. needs.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. So over here,
you also
see
said that we also don't have to be stingy.
Yeah, we shouldn't be stingy. We have to mm-hmm. spend moderately. This is very important.
Right.
Because the Ahlul Bayt also used to spend moderately. You know what? What we do is, few people, I would say, not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Few people say, oh, you know, the Imam, example, Imam Hussain al-Islam, he had so much of wealth that he purchased the land of Karbala. Okay.
Okay.
So he was accumulating. Na'uzubillah. No. This wasn't the case. Okay. The land of Karbala was a barren land. Like, of course, it had bushes and stuff. It was just coming for a less price, I would say. Of course,
right.
he had the amount to purchase the land.
Yeah.
It's not like even Imam Jafar al-Sadiq al-Islam. But at the same time, we see the Ahlul Bayt spending
either on the universities or on the, like, for example, Imam Hassan al-Islam giving entire property, not like once, twice, like more than two times.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So spending, like giving away everything is one thing. Of course, over here, the concept comes, oh, then what about the Imam himself? Like, he gave away everything. Like, oh, just now you said spending moderately is very important.
Right.
Okay.
How do you create the balance?
Example, there are few places where the wazifa of the Imam is only upon the Imam. Example,
duty,
when it comes to the concept of eating.
Yeah.
Imam Ali al-Islam never forced his Shias to eat just like him.
Yeah.
Okay. When we speak about Imam Ali al-Islam, we get this kind of thought. Oh, you know what? The Imam never used to have good food. No, like, of course,
and also,
during
like,
the time of Khilafat, we see this. Yeah.
There has been, like, Imam has been telling one person, like, why are you wearing something like,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you can afford better, why are you wearing something very torn out and worn out? Then he says, like, just because my imam is like this, imam says that I am the leader, so I have to be very down to earth. But yes, since you can afford it,
because
you
it's
have
his
to.
Responsibility, he's right. acting in that manner.
Right.
Likewise with Imam Hasan al Islam. So right. the responsibilities change. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So we take a short break here and we will discuss more.
مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
We just got to know about the duties. The more we listen, the more we may act.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
The more we may get aware. So,
inshallah.
Yeah. So, inshallah, like, we would like to know more. You
yeah.
were talking
so,
about...
So the responsibility of Imam is not my responsibility.
Yeah.
When he does it, it's done. Like, it's upon him. What is my responsibility? Imam is not telling me to wear worn-off clothes or, like, old, ragged clothes or something
right.
like that. No.
Right.
The Imam wants me... And, you know, at a place... the Imam was exaggerating about his boundaries when it was asked to him, oh, Imam, you just now told us not to tell about, like, not to exaggerate about your boundaries. Then the
yeah.
Imam says, فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. It's because of this I have told you the bounties. Otherwise, I was not ready to tell you the bounties. So it's because of some other reason, of course.
Yeah.
And you have to
There's always a wisdom behind it.
Yeah, you have to see the reason behind it. You have to see the wisdom behind it.
Right.
And over here, when
so
it...
So one thing is clear, that neither we have to be stingy, nor we have to be so much into... of wealth and keeping it
mm-hmm.
for just ourselves
mm-hmm.
That, you know, we become, you said that it should not cover your eyes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
so when
you
it,
know,
yeah.
the needs, your needs should be fulfilled.
Right.
Okay, the needs is like the basic needs. And of course, you should live a good life.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same time, if you have good amount of wealth and
right.
you see a person really needy, help him. Like, even if he needs a lot, maybe, and you can help him, then help him. This is the place where the Imam used to give away a piece of land, a garden, example, to a person. This is because the Imam had for himself, and he also gave a part of his land to a, example, to a poor person.
Right.
Okay. Because he knows, even if I give this, it won't affect my livelihood.
Right.
It won't affect my, example, my wife and my children,
my
family,
personal,
example.
Yeah.
You see, even like charity will elevate the prayer. And that which elevates the charity itself is Amr bil Ma'ruf.
Yeah.
Where the Imam is saying earnings become lawful because of this very thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So coming back and winding up everything, if I want to say, Amr bil Ma'ruf, like enjoining good and forbidding evil, is a
yeah.
very tough task.
Yeah.
This is one of those places where people slip that rope.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That rope of
they
wilaya.
They have to cling on.
They
yeah.
have to cling on. It becomes slippery. The
okay.
the quality of the rope over here becomes slippery.
So when you're talking about even the people who have had this individual reform, they can't keep it to themselves. Like even
no
in
way.
The Quran, when you talked about this rope,
yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that cling on to it in jamia, like in
jamian, exactly.
In together,
the quality
like,
is not just one. You,
it's
okay,
not just for you, for
on.
Individual reform. Yeah.
Bring other people. Help them cling on.
Right.
You see?
And this jamia says a lot about it. And we have.
And if you want to be amongst the best nation, just like I've stated in, like I have brought the reference of Surah Al Imran, ayah
yeah.
number 110.
Yeah.
You are the best nation. For mankind, you enjoy what is right and you forbid what is wrong. You see, in order for you to become the best, in order to cling on to the rope, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said.
And to stand out.
You
right,
have
you have
this.
To cling on.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this capability first for the individual reform. And along with individual reform, we also carry out the duty of social reform. Thank
inshallah.
You, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.